And joining us now on the line to talk about the power outages in a bigger way is the president of National Grid here in Massachusetts, Marcy Reed. Good morning, Marcy.
Bob, good to be with you.
Give us the big picture. How many National Grid customers statewide still don't have power this morning, 6 days after the storm?
Here we are, day six. We still have 44,000 customers in Massachusetts without power. That is 90% restored, but it's still 44,000 of our customers out.
You had said earlier in the week that you hope to have all power restored to homes and businesses by the end of the day, yesterday or last night. Why is it taking longer? What's the problem?
You are right. Initially, our projection was to have all of our customers restored by Thursday at midnight. What we encountered, particularly in Hampden County out in the west, is the devastation was much more massive than we thought. As well as we encountered more problems up in the Merrimack Valley than we thought, thereby not allowing us to release the resources until last night and then into today. So today our focus is on getting all of Hampden County substantially back, towns like Wilbraham, East Long Meadow, Munson, Belchertown, where we have anywhere from 50 to 70% of the folks still without power.
Which I think leads to the big picture question of what's your projection now as to when all power will be restored to customers statewide?
Well, we do anticipate we'll be substantially complete tonight at midnight. We will have pockets of customers who will trickle into tomorrow. The main lines will be brought back tonight, and then if people are in side streets off of side streets, you know, we'll still be cleaning that up tomorrow. We haven't stopped working. We're 24 hours a day. We're now up over 3,300 folks on the ground working to restore power.
Is it going to go into the weekend for some of the onesies and twosies? And what I mean by that, are the one or two homes that are specifically down in any neighborhood because of a line going right to their property? They won't come back on when you switch on power for like an entire neighborhood.
That is correct, Bob. The main lines, and you know, will be substantially complete tonight. There will be pockets of homes, particularly in the west, where we're looking at the weekend.
National Grid spent about $700,000 less in 2010 than it did in 2009 for tree trimming, something we talked to Pat Brady about in Wilbraham. Why'd you cut down on tree maintenance?
We didn't actually cut back. We just made some efficiencies in some of the materials that we buy. And in particular, gasoline prices came down this year, so we spent less on fuel for the trucks. But we have as aggressive of a tree maintenance program as we've had all along.
In light of what happened in this storm, in light of what continues to be a problem for many people this morning, are you considering increasing tree trimming?
We'd always love to trim more trees, Bob, and we work closely with the towns to work out a plan with them about which trees they would let us trim and which trees they won't.
Marcy Reed, president of National Grid in Massachusetts, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good to be with you, Bob.